FM 90.3 WJTL, Matt and Kim Goss, your presence. Matt and Kim live in the studio. We'll talk to them in just a moment.
And for now, your weather forecast, scattered showers this morning. Things will clear out later today, becoming very sunny and warm with a high of 74. I'll take it. Partly cloudy tonight for our overnight, low down to 55. Friday, chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm, but partly sunny otherwise with a high of 77. Saturday, chance of scattered showers, partly sunny skies, otherwise 75 for our high. Looking to Sunday, partly sunny, high 81. Currently it's 55.
Matt and Kim Goss hanging out with us this morning. We're talking about their EP, The Worship EP. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey. Great to have you both here. So I'm imagining, I know there's lots of nuts and bolts to recording and songwriting, but I'm imagining when I'm hearing that song that you guys are worshiping when you're recording it.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, you have to actually kind of try to like ignore all of the surroundings and kind of get yourself in a place where you can truly connect, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the best worship leaders are the ones who can worship.
Yeah. Right.
And you're worshiping with them.
Right. You know, I actually, one of my mentors growing up, he was actually the worship leader at Hosanna Christian Fellowship at the time, Jim Hohenstein. And I remember he told me, he said, a worship leader that only worships and prays publicly is worthless.
Wow.
He said, you have to develop, you know, a private worship life. And that's something that I often share with our worship leaders. I say, you know, whatever happens privately, like really worship should be the overflow. It should be, and worship is really just our response to what God's done for us.
Right.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
And like, you don't have to try to, like when you look at the Grand Canyon, you don't have to like work up a response.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Like,
right.
You know,
it's the Grand Canyon.
It's the Grand Canyon. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's everybody gets their phones out and they start, you know, like our responding is different nowadays. But I think when you truly encounter Jesus and what he's done for you, the only response is, wow.
Yeah.
You're awestruck.
Yeah.
You know?
So the album is available pretty much everywhere,
mm-hmm.
your new
yeah.
album. But you guys are also going to be playing some places that folks can come see you. Tell us about
that.
Yeah,
we are excited to be playing at the Dream Big Conference at Calvary Church on June 22nd. Have never been a part of that event. I think it's fairly new. Maybe this is like the second year. Christine Germain is overseeing all of that.
Yeah.
So excited to be a part of that. And then at the end of July, we'll be at the Tuscarora Family Camp. I've never been there, but
yeah,
I've heard good things about it.
You guys are going to be leading worship all week?
Yeah, so we'll be there all week, the last week in July, and bring our whole family.
That sounds like a lot of fun. And speaking of family, you're getting to lead worship this Sunday with your daughter?
Yeah, so, I mean, you can also see us pretty much, you know, many weekends at LCBC in Mannheim, but this next weekend I actually have a chance to lead. Our daughter's a senior at Warwick, and she's getting ready to graduate. She's going to be going to Houghton College in New York for music education, but she also has a passion for worship. She's a great voice, and so she and I are going to get to lead worship together next week at our Lebanon location.
That mm-hmm. will be awesome.
That's going to be fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun. Matt and Kim Goss hanging out with us. You can find out about their album at mattandkimgoss.com,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
It's at Spotify. It's at iTunes. It's everywhere. And we played Your Presence, but now you guys are going to do another song for us. What song are you going to do?
Yeah, we're going to be doing Let Your Kingdom Come. This is a song that I actually wrote for our women's Bible study group. I know Mindy has heard this before and played drums on it, but it really ties in with the Sermon on the Mount. That's why I wrote it, just about being the light of the world, Matthew 5:14. So it's kind of a declaration, just to say, Lord, we surrender to you. You know, we're here to worship you, to bring your light and love to the world, and that's the sole reason why we're here on this earth. So, yeah.
Matt and Kim Goss here live at the Junction Center with WJTL. This is Let Your Kingdom Come.
Surrendered all for you. Letting go of everything we hold on to. Come and fill our hearts, every part. Holy Spirit, come, shining forth your light. Let your will be done, and we will sing your praise. till your work on earth is done. Let your kingdom come. Yeah. Oh, here we are, laying down our lives for you. In your name, we will go in love and truth. Come and fill our hearts, every part. Holy Spirit, come, shining forth your light. Let your will be done, and we will sing your praise, shout your name, till your work on earth is done. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Yours is the kingdom.
Matt and Kim Goss, Let Your Kingdom Come, guys. That was fantastic. Sounded great. Thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you, guys.
We love you guys, and we love having you. Yeah, Matt and Kim's new album, The Worship EP, available at mattandkimgoss.com or anywhere you find music these days. They're going to be at the Dream Big Conference, June 22nd, Calvary Church, Tuscarora Family Camp, the last week of July as well. And, of course, you guys are always at LCBC leading worship as well.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Thank
you, guys,
for having us. We love you guys.
We love you guys so much.
More than you know.
Thank you so much. Back to the music. Here's Big Daddy Weave. This is Alive on FM 90.3 WJTL. Good morning.